I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on the show today, we have a very special show for you, and that is a Mevo Test Edition. The Mevo Test Edition. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here. Get behind my microphone. It's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. I'm hiding behind the microphone. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Let me just move this mic over just a tad. You know, it doesn't have to be smack dab in front of my face. Just saying. Okay. We have a show for you today. It is a Mevo Test Edition. Now, you say, what's a Mevo? Well, let me reach into my pocket here and pull out a Mevo. This is the Mevo Start camera. I'm going to put it back here where it's right against my black shirt. Black camera on a black shirt. But I'll put it back here a little bit so you can actually see it. This lens right here is a glass lens, high quality. It has a Sony sensor in it, like a Sony camera. And it has a little indicator there. I'm going to push the button here on the back. Till you hear it go, doot-doot. And then you can also see that it's got little lights flashing that let you know it's initializing. When you see all the lights, that means that it is fully charged. Let me turn it back around. And right down here, you got a green light that tells you that it is in operation. Okay, then on the back where we saw those lights, let me turn it this way so it'll be correctly positioned. The lights here indicate that it's on. Below that, hard to see from this angle, but below that is the on-off switch. Below that is a 1/8-inch audio jack, so you can run a microphone into it. You can run your PA system sound into it. We do that at Expedition Church. Down here, we have a slot that is the charger, USB charger. And then here, we have a slot that has a place for a micro SD card. So you can record directly to the micro SD card as well. Then if we come over here on top of it, again, very hard to see because black on black, but here you can see maybe that there's tiny, tiny little pinholes. There's three of them. That is a microphone. Now, unlike a lot of webcams, the microphone in this is really not that bad, and it has some noise canceling and distinguishing technology. It's actually pretty impressive. And we'll talk more about the sound later. Let me flip it over here on the bottom. You'll notice it has a 1/4-inch jack where you can screw in a tripod, like a camera tripod. Or if you see the slot there, if you take a dime or something and turn that, you can remove this little adapter and then you have a screw in there for a mic stand. This will fit right on top of a mic stand, which makes for a very slim and inconspicuous mount for these little things. Plus, there's mounts online. I saw one on Amazon for $75 that is a desk mount system with an articulating arm. That's really impressive. These are pretty nice, and a lot of churches are using these to live stream their services. And, you know, schools use them. Businesses use them. People that just want to do high-quality Zoom calls, high-quality conferencing, use them as well. So we're going to be looking into how this little box works. I'm going to put it back in my shirt pocket. You see how portable it is. And it has a very large battery in it, too, so it holds a charge pretty well. Now, right after I opened it, took it out of the little box, which I didn't do an unboxing. Everybody does unboxings. I didn't want to do an unboxing. Then we went into it and kind of a first operation video in B-roll that I have next. Now, let me mention, some of you are probably saying, Dr. Bill, I don't see any glitching. Yes, the last edition was the Fight the Glitch edition. And we figured out the glitch. So it turns out it did need the more powerful computer. I am returning that computer because I have plenty of computers. But it turned out the more powerful computer didn't do the job. In fact, it was settings in OBS. And I'm going to go into those OBS settings and talk about those in the next program after this one. But this one we're dedicating to the Mevo. So if you are thinking about purchasing Mevo, or your church is thinking about purchasing a Mevo, then you may want to watch this video for some demonstrations. Now, the other thing about the Mevo is they started out as their own independent company. They were bought out by Logitech, the same people that make the Logitech Brio webcam and other webcams, C920 and other webcams. So they now have this better quality portable event camera as part of their Logitech line. So I thought that was pretty interesting as well. Let's go into the B-roll video of the opening up the camera and using it for the first time. Okay, this is the Mevo, pretty much right out of the box. Nearly. Couple of tweaks. I'm streaming it to OBS through NDI. And I'm using the built-in microphone of the Mevo. Now, the Mevo is about, I want to say about 16 inches from my mouth. And I am experimenting with it with the built-in microphone because the audio was way off when I used the SM7B. Here's the good old venerable SM7B. And basically, let me cut the Mevo microphone off in OBS and activate the USB mic. Okay, now you're hearing the USB mic. But as you can see, my lips are no longer syncing. So, I'll have to do some sound tests. Now, the way to do a sound test is to take your hands, trying to adjust my hands while watching the screen. That's difficult. It's kind of like walking and rubbing your belly at the same time. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm going to stop a minute and I'm going to clap. Okay, now I will take this video into the editor and we'll see if I can improve on the sound linkage. Okay, I'm going to stop the recording here. Hey, I mentioned that we're going to sync the audio by going into the editor after doing the hand clap. I think the best way to show you how that works is to actually take you into the editor and let you see what I mean and how to do that. So let's do that right now. All right, here we are on the desktop, and I'm going to go over here to my editor, which is VSDC Pro. There is a free version, and I highly recommend VSDC Free if you're looking for a free video editor with a lot of options and a lot of sophistication. The Pro version is actually not that expensive, so I'd encourage you to look into that as well. Now, I'm going to go into a blank project here because we're not going to actually produce a show or anything. Then I'm going to come over here and load a video. And the last video that I shot is a clap video. As I mentioned, we're going to see how this works in terms of checking out the synchronization of the mouth with the audio. All right, so one of the features here in this version is to come down here and split the audio and video. So I'm going to do that. And you'll notice we see here that there are points where the claps occurred. All right. So what I'm going to do now is stretch out our timeline to get down to some really tight detail. And then we're going to find a point where the clap occurs. All right, there's one there. What we want to do is look at the little pictures down here, the little frames, to see where the clap occurs. I'm going to put one right here in the middle. So here is where my hands were apart. Okay, then I start coming together. This is where they first make contact. Then they make contact really solidly, and that's where our point of clap noise is. Then my hands start coming apart. Okay, now if you want to get super technical and you wanted to sync it with just these hands right here, you decided that these hands represented the middle of the actual clap, the strongest point where the sound was produced, you could go up here to the timeline and note how far that distance is. And this is 7.466 seconds. So you'd have to derive how much that is, and you could adjust it by that much. Now, I've adjusted it to where I'm pretty comfortable, fairly confident with it. So I'm going to leave it there. But earlier, it was way off down here, and I had to bring it in tight. Okay, so that's what I mean by comparing the video with the audio track to be sure that they're in sync. Now, I'm not going to save this, so I'm just going to go ahead. Let's just exit out up here. No, not going to save it. And now we're back to our desktop, and that's how you can test for synchronization of your audio. Okay, here we are back in the Mevo app. By the way, I forgot to turn my video lights on. Alexa, turn the video lights on. She's ignoring me. Alexa, turn the video lights on. There we go. Pretty bad when your AI doesn't even pay attention to you. Anyway, so this is with still with the Mevo. No, it's not. I'm sorry. It is with the SM7B through the Elgato Wave XLR interface. So I had to tweak it only a little bit. It's interesting because I usually have to set it 200 milliseconds difference for my normal recording setup. This I had to set only to 25 milliseconds. So that's kind of interesting. I'm going to go back and verify that now that I've done this recording, and we'll see what we've got. Before I do that, though, I'm going to I've got my phone here with the Mevo app installed. So I'm going to pinch in. See how I can kind of zoom in there? And then I can move around the screen. That's very strange. And expand it back out to full screen. This is the widest width that I can shoot at. Now keep in mind, this is going over NDI, Network Device Interface. I believe is what that stands for. And this is something that was pioneered to allow video, particularly, but video and audio, to be transferred over the network. Now, the other thing that's interesting is the Mevo is set up using Wi-Fi. There's not a direct connection here. So this is Wi-Fi here. Now, my router is literally right over here in the rack, so we're very close. And I'm the only person here at the moment. My wife's at work. So there's no other real usage going on. But you can see how well it's working over the Wi-Fi. This is pretty impressive. So now that I've got my lights on, it is doing some compensation. And I think I may actually cheat just a little bit here. If I go to the NDI source, right click and go to filters. I've set up a filter here where I can work on color correction. And I'm gonna decrease the gamma just a bit. There we go. So that I don't have any burnout on my forehead. And of course that darkens the screen up just a bit. But I think that will be a clearer and better picture overall. So that's our test
at the moment with the Mevo. I will do some additional testing shortly.
All right, there's the camera on the sidewall. And then we come over here. Here's the camera up high on another tripod with the controls down here on an iPad. There we go. Having to shoot just with the phone, but that should work.
Hallelujah. Secondly, he received the authority in his name by his conquest. He done whooped the devil. Amen. He put a whooping on him. The devil still remembers it. Well, he's walking around kind of cockeyed, buck-toothed, and, you know, with the shakes. I mean, you just mention the name of Jesus. What? Is he back? Hallelujah. Colossians 2:15, having despoiled, I look at these translations that King, and some of them are virtual that he wrote, having despoiled the principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
Now, all right, earlier in the video, I was demonstrating the Mevo, okay, and I put up on the screen what it was and what the audio was. Now, at this point, I want to give you a little comparison. We've seen the Mevo quality. And let me say this before I let it slip my mind. The problem with the Mevo, as I mentioned in an earlier segment, is that it is 1080p in terms of the full resolution of the video. Now, that's fine because most people stream at much less than 1080p. 720 or even less. So you have plenty of room within that frame, as you saw earlier as I was moving it around. But you also may have noticed as I was doing that there was pixelation, like little blocks of color that were kind of swimming in the image. That is caused by zooming in digitally on an image. Think of it this way. Back in the early days, back when I was in photography real strong, I used to be I've been in photography for a long time, but I was high school yearbook photographer. I was a high school newspaper photographer. I then freelanced. I did camera shots for the rescue squad and so forth, so they got good coverage in the paper. I sold some photography for newspapers of accidents and things that were newsworthy. So I've had a lot of experience in a lot of different kinds of photography. But back in that day, when you shot a picture with film, regular film, particularly ASA 400 film, black and white, which is what we were shooting for the newspaper, if you put that in the enlarger and you blew that up, the larger it got, the more you saw the grains of the film. Well, we don't have grains of film to deal with anymore. We have pixels in digital photography. And those pixels are equivalent in some ways to the grains of the film. So if you zoom in digitally onto a digital image, you're going to magnify those pixels and you're going to kind of create that washing square points of color effect. Okay? If you didn't notice it before, go back and look at the Mevo footage. And of course, I still call it footage, even though it's recorded to a hard drive. It's just an artifact of the way we used to do video and film. But at any rate, if you go back and look at that, you will see that swimming, pixelated problem. Now, like I said earlier, if we had started with a 4K image, we could have zoomed in even tighter and not lost the quality. Okay? So that's something to be aware of with a Mevo. It's just going to happen because there's no, optical zoom. Now, they're talking about creating a Mevo with an optical zoom, and I am all for it. That I'm ready for that, okay? But getting back to quality, what we're looking at right now is a Sony A6400 with a wide-angle lens, Sony lens, Then that is connected to a dummy battery providing power. Then we come out of the camera with an HDMI cable going to an Elgato Camlink 4K, which is going into a powered USB hub for USB 3.0, then into the Dell XPS laptop, and that is the video chain that's involved here, okay? Then for the audio, we're running the audio through the SM7B microphone, up through a cable, and then over to a cloud lifter. The cloud lifter amplifies the signal coming out of the SM7B. The cloud lifter then goes through a cable to the Elgato Wave XLR audio interface, which has a lot of great features built into it. Go check some of the reviews on the Elgato Wave XLR. It is phenomenal what it can do. Then that goes into the same hub, the powered USB hub, and that then is introduced into the audio chain into the Dell XPS laptop. Okay? You say, wow, Dr. Bill, that was really complicated. Well, I wanted to give you all the details so that if you wanted to try to replicate this setup, you could do so. All right? And then that is then running OBS, and we're going into OBS. Now, I want to show you this same shot, same lighting, same setup, except with the Elgato Facecam, which is Elgato's premium, high-end USB webcam, okay? Now, if you looked at other webcams, just don't even think that it's going to be the same as this one. Let me get it for you. All right. I've got it here mounted on a... Let me get it back here where it'll be in focus. I got it mounted on a stand, but that's the Elgato webcam, okay? Now, that webcam has a Sony sensor. It has glass video elements. It has intelligence, if you will, built into it in a circuit board. And it is powered through USB and connected. We're going to connect it to the USB 3 powered hub as well once I disconnect the Sony A6400 camera, okay? So let's go to that right now. Keep in mind this quality. I'm going to move my hands around. We're running at 60 frames per second. All right, and then we're going to go to the Elgato. Okay, here we are using the Elgato Facecam. And we're still using the audio coming through the USB audio from the Elgato Wave XLR and the Shure SM7B chain of audio we discussed earlier. So here you can see it's a pretty doggone good approximation of that expensive professional camera, okay? Yet this, well, the mic calls the same. The camera here in front of me is $199. For a very high quality webcam. Very impressive, I gotta say. And all the other settings have remained the same except just a little bit of tweaking that I did of the gamma to sort out the darkness level. And actually, I could come in here to filters and I think I could even take it down just a little bit more, which is even closer to where the camera was. Actually, right there is right where the camera was. I made it a little bit lighter because it's hard to judge because when I look at it in OBS, it looks much darker than it does when I take it out of OBS and take the final recording. So again, this is, you can see, still 60 frames per second. Moving my hands around, really not much lag. But this is the quality of the Elgato webcam. So for my purposes, what am I going to do? Well, I don't think I'm going to go with the Mevo because of the pixelation issue that I mentioned earlier. For here in studio, it probably wouldn't be a big deal. But I'm just going to, I'm going to stick with what I got. And that is the Sony 6400. Now, let me get that. Okay, bring it. I think I can bring it up here where you can see it. This is the Sony A6400. And one of the beauties of it is it has a movable screen that comes up behind it here. And I think I may have just seen a glitch from the webcam, which is another point that I'm going to make here in a second. But I didn't have any with the Sony camera. And it is extremely high quality. I've got it set up here with a HDMI cable where I can plug it in to the cam link. And that works very well. Set that aside. Now, you might say, well, Dr. Bill, why did it glitch? Well, keep in mind, this is the face cam. It's plugged into the same powered USB hub. I think I could eliminate that glitch by actually going into the laptop directly, avoiding the hub, so we're not having bottleneck traffic. Okay, so could experiment with that and make it work. To me, the benefit of the face cam, the webcam, is that it is super easy to work with. I don't have to pull the camera out. I don't have to set it up. I don't have to put the dummy battery in, which, you know, I've got here laid on the desk. Well, I can't even get it high enough, I don't think, where I can get it in frame. Nope. Anyway, I've got it here laying on the desk. That's got to be connected in, put in place, power turned on, all kinds of stuff. The webcam, you just plug it in to the USB port. It's powered. It's ready to go. So it's definitely quicker and easier. Okay, so I'll either be using the face cam or the Sony for shows from here on out, but I wanted to show you all these options so that you can see what's available if you want to replicate what I'm doing here on the show. Now, I'm going to talk about in the next episode how I got rid of the glitch with the cameras, what I did, how I went into it, what I found out for my research, and hopefully this has been beneficial for you. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.